Let's begin. Close your physical eyes. And let's right away open up our inner eye by imagining that the love in our minds manifests as a golden ball of light inside our chest. And this golden ball of light fills the body with its warmth and radiance, and it expands outward from the body to fill the room. And in this light, this golden, loving light, no fear, no anger, no trouble can remain. Use the power of your mind to really visualize that the room is filled with this light. And you can imagine that the light travels outward through the walls and fills the entire world with your love. We are dedicating all of the space in our minds to love. Today, let's use our love in prayer. Let's imagine that we bring into this beautiful light a sacred space, a protected space in which to pray. So let it take shape in your mind, this space, whatever it is for you, an ancient temple, a beautiful beach, a verdant garden. And let's invite someone into this sacred space with whom we can join in prayer. Invite someone from your life, a family member, a lover, a boss, whoever you instinctively feel you need to heal your relationship with. And you can say in your mind, "Thank you for joining me. I really like to pray with you." How should we pray? Let's start simply by looking into this person's eyes. Before we ask anything, let's simply be present with this person. Let's really see them and allow him or her to really see us. Appreciate this moment, joining with someone sincerely to pray. You might like to sit down or kneel together. And hold each other's hand. And let us pray first that we want to be guided by love, by Holy Spirit, by God, we want to remember that we are only here to be truly helpful. We want to pray that we may remember that we want only to send our love before us. We want to pray that we remember that we were created in God's image, in love's image, made from love. That we are always already perfect. For love cannot make anything other than love. And what is unconditional cannot become conditional. So we cannot change from love to sin. This is what we want to remember. We want to remember we are sinless. Our loved ones are sinless. We want to recognize that each person in our lives is as sinless and shining as we are, as God is. So are we. So this is a prayer of forgiveness. Forgiveness is remembering that there is nothing to forgive. So we don't need to pray to fix or change anything. Only to remember that everything, everyone is a perfect. And as we remember this, Holy Spirit helps us to understand how what we see is perfect. So we pray when we feel some pain, we perceive some problem. So this person you've invited to pray with you is a sharing in your perception of a pain or difficulty. But we say in our prayer, thank you for this perception of pain. Even this we say thank you for. Why? Because this pain, it reminds us that we are looking the wrong way. We are misunderstanding. And when we realize we are misunderstanding, we may be reminded to look again, to ask for help to see differently. And restore our sense of who we really are. So let's ask that whatever pain or difficulty brought us to pray today, let us ask that we may see it differently. Let's rejoice that we are remembering that we can choose again, that we can call on the Holy Spirit, that we can surrender this pain to the Holy Spirit. And we can remember instead to see the people in our lives as loving and lovable as the day they were made from love. You are love. Your brother and sister, mother and father, your children, neighbors, you are all love. When we remember this, all our burdens are taken from us. Allow yourself to feel how it feels to have nothing to fix. You don't need to fix yourself. You don't need anyone else to fix something for you. Your mind is free. Free to join with other minds, to use your love freely. Whoever you are with in this prayer, squeeze their hand tightly, and together send your love before you. Allow your light to shine even brighter. As a joyful hello to the rest of the world. As a reminder that yes, we see you as a shining spirit. We see that you are not broken. We just want to share this beautiful love with you. Let other people from your life enter your mind's eye one by one and share with them this golden light, this beautiful love. Making no demands of them. Accepting them as they are. And if any face brings with it some sudden feeling of anxiety or guilt, remember again to forgive, meaning remember that there is no sin to forgive. They cannot hurt you. You cannot hurt them. Your shining love is proof. Turn and look again into your partner's eyes and say thank you for helping you to experience the limitless light of your mind. Thank you for demonstrating the limitless love in your heart. Thank you for showing me that I can join with another person and with the Holy Spirit at the same time. And finally, with your partner, say Amen. And say goodbye. And goodbye to this sacred space of yours, knowing that you can return here anytime within your mind to pray, to remember who you really are. And share your love with the world. And slowly lower your head and open your eyes and come out of the meditation. Thank you very much for sharing.